Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of Allah. Allah, Allah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habib Allah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabi Allah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nur Allah. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa yassirli amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wa anshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah azza wa jal, open the doors of knowledge and wisdom for us and shower your mercy upon us. You are the most honorable, the most merciful. بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله حسنت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله. All praises is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our sustainer, our cherisher, our provider, the master of the day of judgment, the owner, initiator and creator of everything. Abundance of peace, blessings and choicest salutations be upon his beloved Habib, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah, the owner of Jannah, arwahuna fida, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who is resting beneath the illuminous and beautiful and amazing dome in Madinatul Munawwara. Abundance of peace and blessings be upon his blessed family, as well as his illustrious Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala, alayhim ajma'in, and upon the pious saints of this ummah. Welcome and marhaba to the viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Bayan sunne se qabl, jo niyate hoti hain, for listening to the lecture, for listening to the bayan, for watching this Madani program, for sharing this with others for the sake and pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, is that aaj, isse pehle ki we come to the end of this program, we need to terminate with a Madani revolution. Yes, we need to have a set mindset in regards to what we will be discussing today, inshallah. Inshallah, we will begin by the blessings of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is a famous saying, a hadith of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that when two Muslims meet and greet each another for the sake and pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of devotion and love, when they shake hands with each other, making salam to each another, before they depart, as they shake hands, they're making salam, and after making salam, or whilst making salam, they recite durood and salams. They send salams for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They send salutations and durood upon him. So therefore, before they depart, Allah azza wa jal will forgive their past and their future sins. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to increase our recitation of Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dunya wa akhirat mein jab main rahun salamat. Dunya wa akhirat mein jab main rahun salamat. Piyare padhun na kyun kar tum par salam har dam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Chale inshallah Naate Paak ki janib ab jaate hain, Naate Paak sunenge, uske baad we will continue with our program. Kindly stay tuned to Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Jo jaane wale Madine ke hain sune wo zara. Salam unse kehna, salam unse kehna, salam unse kehna, salam unse kehna. Madine ke zahir, salam unse kehna. زائر اسی آرزو میں گزرتے رہے دن کے پہنچے دیار نبی غم بھی لیکن نہیں ہے کوئی انتظام ان سے کرنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
وہ جب سامنے دامن پسارے ہے حاضر تمہارا غلام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے بڑی چاہتوں سے اس در کو پایا پڑا ہی رہوں در نہ چھوٹے تمہارا نہ جاؤں گا اب تشنا کام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
دکھا دو انس کو وہ دل کش مسلمان سارے یہ بات بسد اغتیرام ان سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے کہنا
مدینے کے زائر
سزا من سے
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم صلاۃ و سلام علیک یا سیدی یا رسول اللہ وسلم علیک یا سیدی یا نبی اللہ مدینے کے ظاہر سلام ان سے کہنا مدینے کے ظاہر سلام ان سے کہنا اللہ اکبر. Dear viewers and listeners of Madinah channel, those are fortunate brothers and humans who are currently in Madinatul Munawwara. اللہ اکبر. وہ کتنے خوش نصیب انسان ہوں گے جو اس وقت وہاں موجود ہوں گے, گنبد خضرا کے سامنے ہوں گے. And they are able to experience the weather and they are breathing the air of Madinatul Munawwara. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept our desires and grant us the ability and tawfiq to also go to Madinatul Munawwara. چلیں انشاءاللہ عز و جل آج مدینے والے مصطفیٰ کی کچھ باتیں بھی سنیں گے, جبکہ مدینے کا ذکر کر ہی رہے ہیں الحمدللہ. We will speak about the sayings and the teachings of our beloved Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. For our discussion for today will be the curse of bad company. Yeah. What is the curse of being associated in bad companies? Be it the company of those who gamble, be the company of alcoholics, be the company of those who take drugs, even the company of those who are deviants, those who have corrupt beliefs. What are the advantages and disadvantages? This is what we are going to be learning in today's program, inshallah, azawajal, in the light of Qur'an Pak, Hadith-e Mubarakah, the sayings of the pious predecessors, and some beautiful and amazing parables which will make us realize. And as of today, inshallah, achhi sohbat paana shuru kar de. As of today, make a firm intention that I will never ever join such people who do and who commit those crimes and bad deeds. And I will try, inshallah, azawajal, and always be friends with those who are pious, those who are the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the people of knowledge, the people of ilm, who have correct Islamic belief from Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Inshallah, azawajal, we will save ourselves from the traps and tricks of shaitan. I thought that today we shall begin by a parable, which is a true story, actually, in fact, in Punjab, Pakistan. And this story has been narrated in the books of Da'wat-e-Islami. Amir al-Sunnah actually even mentioned this waqia in one of his lectures, his bayan, that a person in Punjab, Pakistan, from his house, a very bad smell was emanating. People in the neighborhood were very concerned about that smell that had attracted people in the neighborhood. So people had gathered there and they called the police. The police had came and they opened the door by breaking the lock, and they found this person whose body was getting rotten. It was rotting because of laying there without anyone assisting. Furthermore, when the investigation was done, investigation ke duran ye pata chala ki ye banda, this person whose body was found, he was a gambler. And just days before he was murdered, brutally murdered, it was found that it was known that he had won the lotto, or he had won some money while gambling, actually. And since he gambled that money, and those who had lost that gamble, those who had lost playing that game with him, they, out of jealousy and out of greed for the money that they had lost, plotted and planned his murder in this way, that they had murdered him and strangled him and let him be on the ground, on the floor. Yet he was a Muslim without any ghusl, without any kafan, without any dafan. He laid there for several days until his corpse began to stink and smell, which attracted the people to come there. Isse pata chala, is waqiya, jo ki sachcha waqiya hai, ek martaba nahi hua, kai martaba aisa hua hoga, India mein, Pakistan mein, in South Africa, in many countries of the world. These are those things which are reality. Ye koi dhaki chupi hui baat bhi nahi hai. It is because of that company. Ek to, that game is like that, which is a cursed game, and the friendship that you have will of course lead you to such activities. In English, in fact, there is a very famous saying, and that saying is that the company you have is what you will be. So the company that we have adopted in our current society is actually what we are seeing here these days, dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, because company makes a man. A man is made by the company that he joins. If you have the suhbah, if you have the company of the pious, you will have the akhlaq and the adab and the manners and the ethics of the pious as well. And if you are joining those who are rotters, those who are shameless, those who are immodest, those who have no adab and no sharam, no haya, no aqidah, no proper Islamic beliefs in them, then of course, slowly but surely you will become like them as well. Never trust your nafs, never trust yourself and say, well, I know myself better, I can do without being like them. My son is doing it, so I can also do it. No, many a times the son can be right, but the father can go astray. Many a times the father was firm, though he had bad company, but he eventually had a good life, because this is through the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The son says, well, my father had very bad friends, I can also have bad friends, but I will not be like them. But many a times they have also fallen prey to this trick of shaitan and they become bad. Let's listen to the sayings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in regards to gambling, because gambling is something that breeds malice. Gambling breeds hatred and enmity towards people, because you lose money. It instantly makes a person rich, and within a moment it makes a person poor. Overnight he can become a millionaire, and within few hours he becomes a gharib, fakir, destitute. Allahu Akbar. And a person who gambles has no reputation in society. It is a cursed game, and therefore the scholars have said that people who gamble in the casinos by pulling the bars down, they are often seen you know, using sometimes jubbas and kurtas, tawbah, istighfar karein. Even if you have done so without the libas, the fact remains that you have iman in your heart, and for you to play and for you to spend your money on such activities is totally useless. Fasting in the month of Ramadan and then hoping that for Ramadan to finish so I can go and spend the balance of the money that I've earned and I'm going to win ₹1,000,000 and ₹1,000,000,000, astaghfirullah, dollars or pound, istighfar kari Allah azza wa jal ki bargah mein, and think and remember, because often it has been seen those who gamble become poor and they eventually borrow money. They are always seen in debts. Hamesha udhar mein hote hain yese bande. Inke zindagi mein barkatein nahi hoti na inke maal mein barkatein hoti hain. Such people are cursed by Allah Azza wa Jal, the angels and the pious people of this earth. So therefore, we should try never to be in the company of such who do so. And if we have this trait, if we have this quality of gambling, Allah ki rizaa ke liye aaj ke baad se tawbah kareen. Rasul Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in one hadith have spoken something similar to gambling. And that narration goes as where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, the one who plays nadshir. Nadshir is a game, and in English it is similar to something which is known as backgammon. Similar to that which is like chess. This game is played sometimes for money, sometimes for the brain, but bets are taken. It's like a war game. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had said, the one who plays this game, it is though as if he has dipped his hand in the meat of, in the flesh of the pig. Astaghfirullah. The one who puts his hands on this game, it is as if he has dipped his hands in the flesh and in the blood of the pig. Astaghfirullah. May Allah forbid. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ had said, the one who plays these games, nadshir. You can look up this meaning, inshallah, to find out the exact meaning. But it is a game similar to backgammon, or a game back in those days people used to play. Even these days too, these games are played for money at times. Allahu Akbar. It is as if he has got up for salah. When he offers his salah, when he goes to offer salah after playing these games, it is like the person who stands up to offer salah after making wudu with the pus and blood of a pig. Astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. How cursed are these games? It's therefore the one who play, the one who gamble, the people who spend their youth and their time behind these useless activities, they lose all the barakah and all the blessings in their lives. They are never seen happy. They are always seen stealing, becoming like thieves, robbing others, cheating and deceiving people. Is because they just need to make a few bucks more to go and play another game, to have another round, with this hope that they will win and they would lose that also. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy upon us. Dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, the point remains, who should we befriend and who shouldn't we? Kis ke saath hum dosti rakhein, kis ke saath dosti na rakhein? Agar aap maa-baap ke haysiyat se Madani channel is waqt dekh rahe hain, if you are parents, if Allah Azzawajal had made you and given you this opportunity of being a father or a mother, if you have awlad and children, and you are not aware of what they do and who they linger and hang around with, who are their actual company, aaj kaha jata hai ki ab beta bada ho gaya hai, kahan se hum se poochhe, usko pata hai acha bura kya hai. It's because we never used to train them in the youth, in the young age, where they are going, who they are going with. They weren't monitored or attention was not given. Ab wahi bachcha jab bada ho gaya hai, ab to wo, now they even kick you and they go out. They will shout at you and slam and bang the door and go out. Raat bhar na bhi aaye tab bhi himmat nahi hoti puchne ke liye ki beta tum kahan the. Allahu Akbar. Why? Because they will argue and fight back. All this is the effect of bad company. It is because of associating with the rotters, with the rotten children, with those who have been spoiled, and they will definitely spoil your awlad as well. Is waqt aise log hain, misal ke taur pe aapko misal doon main, before listening to the sayings of our pious predecessors. Allahu Akbar. It has been mentioned ki India mein, Hind mein, a person was offering a person, an Islamic brother was offering a youngster ki chalo Madani qafile mein chalo. Chale aapko Madani qafile mein le jate hain, aapki zindagi badal jayegi, your life will change, you will see blessings and barakah in your life. Lekin is bacche ka baap, the father of this child, did not allow his son to travel in Madani qafila. Are bacha tu kya jaake karega, what are you going to go and do there in the qafila? These people sleep on the floor, they eat less, they train the nafs, or they control the nafs and desires. Where are you going to manage this? How are you going to go? Chhod dein, leave those people. These people don't know what they're talking about. So it happened that this person tried his level best. Lekin zahir se baat hai, bachcha tha. Meaning he was little young, so he had to seek ijazat and permission from his father. He could not travel without the permission granted by his father. Nevertheless, he did not end up traveling in Madani Qafila. A few years later, the same son that was stopped from traveling in Madani Qafila had joined the bad company. Buri sohbat ka asar pad gaya. Bas, aisa bura hua, jab bura hua, that he began taking drugs and he turned to alcohol. From tasting it, he started becoming like one alcoholic. He started consuming it. After that son became a rotter like the others, now the father came to the Islamic brother saying, please, I tried looking for your number. I tried contacting other people to get hold of you guys. Please come and take my son. He is so spoiled. He is selling the stuff in the house. Ab to wo ghar ka saman tak bech raha hai. He is selling the things in the house just to purchase drugs, to do the wrong things. Please, could you take my son? Kaha jata hai ki uske baad those muballighs, those preachers of Islam, alhamdulillah, went back to the child, to that boy. Despite the father stopping and making joke, lekin bura ka jawab bure se nahi hota hai. Burai ka jawab burai se nahi hota hai, balki achhai se hota hai. If the father stopped for the first time, now that he has regretted, these people tried for the second time to persuade him, to encourage him, to motivate him, for him to come towards Islam and for him to repent. But aaj tak banda nahi sudhar paya. It has been over 5-7 years now that this person have not changed his life. There is no sign of him. Rather, he has become worse according to some guys or some friends. It's a real, true, current time, real life story that I'm narrating to you to make you understand what is buri sohbat. Ek dusra aisa waqia hai ki in Pakistan, ek bachcha madrasatul madina se wapas apne ghar jaya karta tha. As usual, your children leave for madrasa and they return by the evening, by the afternoon. Isi tarah, this one child used to return home every day after madrasatul madina. And he would relate to his parents and to his family members what his asatiza and teachers have taught him in the madrasa. Aaj mere aapa ne ya aaj mere ustad sahab ne ye sikhaya tha ki ghar aakar ke maa baap kahan chuma jata hai. Ab bachcha chumne laga. The son began to kiss the hands and feet of his parents. And he started narrating or relating whatever good he has learned in the madrasa. Maa baap jo the, jo maa thi, maa khud kehti hai, that I would then make a joke out of my son. Ki ye kya seekh ke aaye ho, kya kar rahe ho, chodo na, what are you doing, where you learnt all this from? And if he would read any Quranic ayat or surah or anything, any good, any hadith, any narration, then they used to make it as a joke. He never used to feel motivated. He always felt that whenever I say anything good about the madrasa, what I learned today, or kabhi kabhi maa baap khud hi poochte the humse, aaj bata kya seekhe, is niyat se ki ye hasenge. Allahu Akbar. To bachche ko bura laga. This child felt very hurt about it. Ki whenever I mention anything about what I learned in the madrasa, I am mocked at. I am made a fun and a joke. So therefore, being demotivated, he stopped going to the madrasa. Mother and father tried their level best. He stopped going to the madrasa. Aur buri logo ki sohbat paane laga. He found the company of bad people to this extent that he became a rotter. Now this woman is phoning here and there and she's requesting for people to ask the zamadaran and ask the muballighs of da'wat islami to supplicate and make dua for my son. Ab main khud madani mahol mein aa chuki hu jabki mera beta madani mahol chhod chuka hai. Allahu Akbar. She has repented, the son has left. Why the son has left? Because of not having full support of the mother. The mother takes the blame of this. It's because of me, my son today has left this. He does not even know how to recite the Quran correctly and properly. Why? Because of leaving this mahol. Likewise, dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, let us understand three powerful sayings of our pious predecessors. The second Khalifa, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he has said, do not involve in such thing which is not useful to you. And stay away from your enemy. Stay away from your dushman, from your enemy, and do not involve in such a thing that is not useful to you. Allahu Akbar. And avoid your friend. But if he is trustworthy, then there is no harm in doing so. If a person is trustworthy, otherwise you should avoid him. And do not be with the sinner. Do not establish relationship and friendship with a gunahgar, a sinner. Because why? He will teach you how to commit sins. And do not talk about your secrets in front of such a person. Do not talk about your secrets in front of a gunahgar. Why? Because this person will expose your faults to others. And seek advice from those things that you need as far as your work is concerned, with those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Mawla Ali Mushkil Kusha karamallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, some of his beautiful and amazing aqwal and sayings regarding this subhanallah, he says, do not befriend a transgressor. Do not befriend a transgressor, because he will decorate his act for you and will want you to be like him. Ay, 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 ay. And will show his worst habit to be a good thing. Apne gunahon ko sajdhaj karke aapko pesh karega ki, look, I committed the evil, but how nicely he will decorate it to make it appealing to you. Allahu Akbar. And he wants you to be bad like him. So therefore he will decorate his gunas and sins and present it to you. And you will fall for it by looking how nice it is, how perfectly he did it, without being caught, without being blamed, without any problem. Bas hum bhi usme phas jaye. Allah Azza wa Jal shower his mercy upon us. He says, his visit to you is a defect. And his visit to you is a defect. Do not allow such a person to be in your company. Agar wo aapse milna bhi chahe, usko a time na do. Do not even give time to such people. Furthermore, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, and do not have brotherhood with a fool. Jo bewaquf ho, uske saath dosti na rakho. Do not have brotherhood and relationship with a fool, as he will put himself in trouble but will give you no benefit. Allahu Akbar. And maybe sometimes he will benefit you but will harm you at the same time. His silence is better than speaking. His distance is better than nearness. And his death is better than life. For he is a fool. He will only cause trouble and problems to you. And then he says, do not have brotherhood with a liar. Do not have any relationship with a liar. Jo jhutta makkar ho, uske saath dosti aur company na rakho. Either because sociability with him will not benefit you. He will convey to others whatever you said to him. Allahu Akbar. He will take your secrets and go to others because he's a jhutta, he's a liar. You will tell him not to tell this to others. He will go and tell it to others. And will bring to you what others have said to him. Aapki kahaniyan dusron tak pahunchayega aur unki kahaniyan aap tak pahunchayega. He will tell you that he will not open your secret to anybody. And he will tell them that he will not tell their secrets to anybody. Lekin aapki baat wahan, wahan ki baat yahan lekar aayega. Do not ever trust a liar. Leave alone trusting. Don't even be friends with a liar. Allahu Akbar. Mawla Ali radiallahu anhu then says, if you speak the truth, even then he will not speak the truth. If you speak the truth out of goodness and think that mere kehne se wo bhi sach hi bolega, don't trust that, because he will lie to you and cheat you even then as well. Allahu Akbar. Buri sohbat itni buri cheez hai. The company of bad sohba is so bad, dear viewers and this Madani channel. Yahan tak ki ek martaba Sayyiduna Jaafar bin Sulaiman rahmatullahi ta'ala le ye farmate hai. He says that once I seen Hazrat Sayyiduna Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala le, as he was walking and going somewhere, there was a dog alongside walking near him or walking with him. So maine pucha Hazrat se Malik bin Dinar se, wah Hazrat, is he in your company? Ye aapke saath chal raha hai, ye aapka saathi hai, what is the matter? Allahu Akbar. He replied, Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi ta'ala he said, this indicating towards the dog, is better than a bad companion though. It is better to walk with the dog than sitting in the company or walking in the company of a bad person. Astaghfirullah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Azza wa Jal save us. What beautiful aqwal or sayings of the pious predecessors. Before we understand the hadith, I therefore wanted to break it up and make it easy for us to understand these things from the sayings of the pious predecessors, from the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhim ajma'in, before we understand the beautiful, fragrant hadith of Mustafa, Jani Rahman sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam have spoken about how destructive the bad company can be to one's iman, to one's faith, to one's afterlife. In one hadith, the Holy Prophet ﷺ says, avoid bad friends because he is a piece of Jahannam. He is a piece and portion of the hell. His love will not benefit you and he will not keep his promise with you. Don't trust such a person. Allahu Akbar. In another hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam has mentioned, avoid a bad companion because you will be recognized through that person. Tumhari pehchan us shakhs ke zariye se hogi. To aise logo se bacho jo bure log hain. Don't associate with them. Don't be in the company. Don't speak with them. Unfortunately, dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, our youth of today are gone so out of hand. It has become a miserable condition in many homes out there. A severe condition ki maa baap ro rahe hain, aansu baha rahe hain, duaein maang rahe hain, minnate kar rahe ki mera bachcha sudhar jaye, theek ho jaye, achcha ho jaye, gunahon se paak ho jaye. Agar ye bachcha to sunne ka naam hi nahi leta. He is not listening. He does not want to obey his mother and father. They are running around to the ulamas because they are not doctors that can give any injection to cure this bimari and sickness. It is a disease and a virus of the heart and the soul which has captured the entire body. He has become rotten from the inside. The hearts have started to rot. And therefore the actions have proved now what type of a person he is. Now they are asking for taweez, ki koi taweez dein, koi dua phook karein ki bachcha bas sudhar jaye. He must listen and understand that those who he is joining is not right. Lekin 10 saal ho gaya. Many of them have even went to the jails. They have went to prisons for stealing, robbing and committing other types of sins and crimes because of bad company. These are the same company and the same children that once when their mother and father used to shout them and say, bacha nahi karna. They used to say, no ma, I know. No abba jaan, you don't know my friends. You only judge them because this is what you see. But you don't see what I see. I know them. My school time friend he is. I am there to help him. I would not become like him. Ye kehte 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 bas usi ki tarah ban gaya. And now it's too late to change such people. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam had given such beautiful examples of a person who sells itar and perfume of a ironsmith person. And it's so true that if you are in the shop that sells itar and fragrance, Allahu Akbar, only being in that company for a little while, kuch khushbu and smell will be on you as well. And if he had to gift you some, and if you have to buy some of the fragrance, then just imagine how beneficial it will be for you, subhanallah, that you would not only take the smell with you, but rather you can have a permanent smell of the itar on you. It's a long-lasting fragrance and itar. Likewise, don't only look at the good companies. Don't only talk about the good companies. Arey bhai, go and join the company. This is the order of the Holy Quran Pak. And as a locksmith, Allahu Akbar, a ironsmith, even if you don't go and touch anything, just being in a company, the effect of that ironsmith, the effect of the blackness and the dust in that company will of course come on your clothes. Your white will turn into black because of being in such company. Leave alone working with them and doing the job that they are doing. It's all about company. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers on the Sabadini channel, bad company will destroy the faith of yours. You do not know what can happen, how it can happen. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Allama Muhammad bin Ahmad Zahabi, rahmatullahi ta'ala li, great personality, he had stated that a man used to remain in the company of alcoholics. Sharabiyo ki company mein rehta tha. Allahu Akbar. And this is how the iman is destroyed. At the time of his death, before leaving this world, people are telling him, brother, read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Read La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Log jo wahan baithe the, they were persuading him to recite the kalima. Instead of reciting the kalima, this alcoholic, this sharabi, who had the company of alcoholics, you know what he says? He says, you drink too. You also drink and give me some to drink. And this was his last words, and thereafter he died. Allama Zahabi rahmatullahi ta'ala li had mentioned this. Allahu Akbar. And he says, another person who used to play chess, he fell sick. All his friends, every day they would gather to play chess. He was known for this. Whole life came out doing so. At his time of his death, people were there telling him, repent, make tawbah, or recite the kalima at least before you die. At least take your iman and go with. Instead of reciting the kalima, he is saying before his death, you are the king, you are the king. You are the king, you are the king. Saying this, he also died. Astaghfirullah. Dear viewers and listeners of the Madani channel, it has been understood from these two little parables I had given you that this is life. Don't trust your nafs and your desires, because this is a trap and trick of shaitan that a person can be destroyed within seconds and minutes. Leave alone your life, as Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said in a narration, that leave alone the poison of a snake ki jo saap agar kaat le das le, if a snake has to bite you, only your life will go. But if you had to be in the company of the wrong people, of the bad people, to zindagi to barbad hona hi hai, saath mein iman bhi chala jayega. Astaghfirullah. With that, along with our lives, even our iman will be snatched away. We would lose our faith and iman at the time of our death, or even whilst we're living, because in such company there is lots of immorality, lots of vulgar languages, jokes about Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the angels are then spoken, lies, ghibat, backbiting and all haram activities. Every second is a curse upon such people. Every minute their company is a curse. People have been destroyed, those who trusted their nafs and desires. Usi tarah hame to nahi karna hai, istighfar karna hai Allah azza wa jal ki bargah mein. Rasul Pak sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, a person follows the religion of his friend, he should see who he befriends. Kyunki dost apne dost ko follow karta hai. A friend follows the religion of his friend, so he should see who he befriends. Regarding this hadith, Allama Maulana Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said that before becoming the dost and the friend of someone, ek martaba usko test kar lo. Test his iman, his aqidah, his faith with goodness, so that you know who you are being friends with. Many foolish people, after becoming friends, when they suffer the loss, then they sit and cry, ab kyun rona hai? When you had the chance to first know, just as you taste the food before eating the whole plate of food, you would know how the niwala tastes, then you would like to eat the rest. Acha hoga to sab kha lenge, agar acha nahi laga to the zaban, to the taste bud, then you would not be able to even swallow that. Many things in life we first test, then we do. Why, when it comes to friendship, we so blindly fall in love that we just want to be the friend of that person? He attracts you because of many similarities we may have, but the destructiveness of that friendship is so bad and severe that years have gone. Besides regret, there's nothing else that can be said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has motivated us, has actually commanded us in the Holy Quran to adopt the friendship of pious people, whereas he says, وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ, and be with the truthful. So when you test your friend, at least you would know how truthful he is. If he is not, I would not be in his company. And if he is, I will definitely follow the orders and the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be in his company. Subhanallah. The pious Sufis have said that human nature is that the quality of the person drives the person to that person. Agar koi greedy pehle se hai, aur hum bhi greedy hai, if we have the quality of greed and we see a greedy person, we would like to become like him. If you have the good qualities in you and you see good qualities in others, automatically you'll be driven as a magnet towards that person. It is the attachment of the heart. It is the similarities that we have. Allahu Akbar. A very beautiful parable which the scholars have mentioned. In fact, Arif Billah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had said, giving a worldly example, ki jo bura hota hai, jo pehle se bura hai, wo itna bura hota hai ki even if something goes wrong with him, if you don't see with whom you are making friendship, bura na bhi ho, even if he is not bura, he is not wrong, he is not bad, but you did not assess your friendship, you did not test your friendship, you did not see his background and his associates with whom he associates and his job description, his work. Arif Billah Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi ta'ala has given a beautiful example for those people that claim to say, yaar bura to nahi hai, mujhe pata hai na mera dost kaisa hai. So without testing your friend and making such friendship, he gave an example of a rat and a frog. Ki once at a river bank, a rat, a chuha and a frog, jise mendak kehte hain, these two met each other. Bas aapas mein dosti ho gayi. When they became friends of each other, so the rat said to the frog, ki dekh bhai, aisa karte hain ki I don't know you because you are living in the depths of the water, and when I call for you, how are you going to listen to my voice in the depths of the water? Therefore we will tie a thread from my leg to yours. So whenever we want to meet each other, we will signal each other via the thread. In this way, you must know to come out of the water and we can meet here. Saying this, the frog had agreed. frog used to live in the water most of the time and the rat used to live outside. Bas ye aapas mein sitting ho gayi dono ki, dosti ho gayi. Aisa hua ki achanak se, suddenly, a eagle came and snatched that rat from the ground. Allahu Akbar. Itna uthana tha usko zameen se, saath hi saath mein frog bhi upar chala gaya. From the water, he was signaled. And instead of coming out of the water, he is flying in the air with the rat and he says to the rat, oh bhai. The frog says, this is the punishment of friendship with a stupid rat like you. I had trusted you, but your friendship badi mehengi hogi. Ab he is going to eat you. This eagle will eat you and tu just khate khate mujhko bhi kha jayega. Because the frog did not assess the friendship. He did not see with whom I'm becoming friends. We blindly become friends very easily. Allahu Akbar. Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had said in Masnavi Sharif, apne Masnavi mein, apne daftar mein, aap yu farmate hain.
Ey fuga az yaar na chiz, ey fuga az na yaar na jis, ऐ फुगा हम नशीने नेक जो यद ऐ मिहा.
The translation of this couplet or the saying of Mulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah is, I seek refuge from the stupid friend. Yes, it's a supplication. I seek refuge from a stupid friend. Oh my friends, look for a pious person to be friends with you. Allahu Akbar. The company of corrupt people is deadly. Ye bhi ek problem hai hamari society mein. These are some realistic or some real lifetime examples. There are people who are corrupt from their aqeedah. They are deviants. They are gumrah. Unke taqarir ko, unke bayano ko, bayanat ko, to listen to their lectures, to be in their company, to read their books and to propagate and to make such people famous are all wrong activities. But some unfortunate people don't understand how to assess and how to realize which knowledgeable person's friendship is a good friendship. Bas dosti ban jati hai. And we use them as contacts. You say, I got a very strong Maulana sahab, I got a very strong knowledgeable person. He'll give any masla masail, because we learned about their knowledge, but we did not see the depths of their aqeedah. Have you become friends because of his knowledge, or have you liked his friendship because of his aqeedah? What is the common between you both? Many people say, no, we'll take the achai, jo burai hum chhod denge. Jo buri cheezein hum usko nahi lete, jo achhi cheezein hum usko lenge. That's why I became friends with such a person. So you trust yourself a lot. And such people who said this, many of them, sunte, they have become like the corrupt people as well, with the wrong aqaid. And this is through the tricks of Iblis and Shaitan. Shaitan ke waswaso mein aakar ke, aise logo ke bayanat ko sunna, taqareer ko sunna, follow karna, aaj ye khud bhi barbaad ho chuke, dusro ko barbaad kar rahe hain. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive us as well. Aise kai log, nojawan mile hain, youngsters who said, I want to get married. I want to get married to a girl, لیکن اس کا عقیدہ ہی درست نہیں ہے لیکن انشاءاللہ عزوجل شادی کے بعد وہ ہماری طرح ہو ہی جائے گی. She will become like us. Allahu Akbar. This is when you do not assess and you do not test the عقیدہ. Oh, you have just for the sake of muhabbat and love, you have given in everything, you have compromised with everything. ایسا بھی دیکھا گیا ہے کہ کئی لوگ جو ایسا کرتے ہیں اس بجائے یہ کہ لڑکی بدلے, the fact supposed to be that she is supposed to change for his sake. Aisa hota hai ki ladka hi badal jata hai. Because you tested your nafs. You tested your desires. Imtihan mein apne aap ko dala hua itne bade meydan mein. That got to do with the dealings of your aqeedah. So do not fall for such things like this, because this is the waswasa and the tricks of Iblis and Shaitan jo tumko aise musibaton mein dal deta hai. The company of good physically and spiritually could be very, very fatal, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Likewise, kuch maa-baap aise hote hain jo ye kehte hain ki mera bachcha ilm-e-deen haasil kar raha hai. Kin se haasil kar raha hai? Aise logo se who are corrupt, whose aqeedah is not correct, dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel. Allahu Akbar. Lekin ye kaha jata ki nahi, mujhe apna bachcha pata hai. I know my son, my daughter, how they are. They would not pick up the bad part, only the good part they will pick up. ایسا ہوتا ہے کہ وہی بچہ پڑھتے 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 وین ہی ریچز ہائر گریڈز اینڈ دین ہی گوز ٹو دا ڈگریز اینڈ اسٹف لائک دیٹ اینڈ دین اٹس اوور دین اینڈ اوور ناؤ یو آر گوئنگ ٹو لک فار تاویز ٹو چینج یور سن بیک ٹو دا رائٹ پاتھ بیکاز دین ہی ول لک فار اے گرل آلسو ان سچ او اف اٹس اف شی از اے گرل دین شی ول لک فار اے بوائے دیٹ ہیز اے سملر عقیدہ دیز تھنگز ہیپن بیکاز وی تھنک وی آر وائز وی ایز وی آر ناٹ وائز می اللہ سبحانہ و تعالی ہیو مرسی اپون اس Inshallah, Zawajal chale, we will now listen to a Madani Guldasta and thereafter we will continue with our program. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Al-Jum'atun Nur.
In some of our routines, some of the things we don't usually pay attention or we might neglect, but some of the things I'll share with you, Islam has the importance of it. Sayyidina Abu Sa'id radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who performs 5 deeds in a day, Allah azza wa jal will write his name amongst the dweller of heaven. What are those 5 things? Number 1, visiting a sick person. Number 2, attending a funeral salah. Number 3, fasting. Number 4, offering the Salatul Jumu'ah. Number 5, freeing a slave. So viewers of Madani Channel, think about it. How much we pay attention on those stuff. Visiting a sick person has a reward of it. Offering a funeral salah. We trying to avoid the funeral salah. And there's a reward of it. So make an intention. If you get a chance to participate on those kind of activity, try to do so. If not, make an intention every day. Inshallah, you will get the reward of the hadith.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatun wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Rasulullah, wa sallam alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Nabi Allah. Likewise, dear viewers and listeners of the channel, Sayyidina Imam Sirin, hated toward people of corrupt belief. Look at the imam of his time, Allahu Akbar, such a great personality, such a great imam of his time. In ke hawale se kaha jata hai ki 2 deviants came to Imam Muhammad bin Sirin and humbly said, Huzur, that they wanted to make him listen to the blessed ayats, ki kuch ayate sun lijiye hum jo padhne wale hain. To Hazrat Sayyidina Ibn Sirin rahmatullahi ta'ala said, no, I would not like to listen to them as well. He refused to listen to them reciting the verses. Then they said, they wanted to relate some ahadith. He replied to them by saying, no, I would not even listen to that as well. So after they left, jab ye do log chale gaye, to kuch logo ne pucha, Huzur, wajah kya bani? Why did you not listen to those ayat and verses recited, or those that were wanting to recite the verses? Kuch hadithe bhi sunana cha rahe the, aapne suna hi nahi. نہ آیات سنے نہ آپ نے کچھ احادیثیں سنی. تو آپ فرماتے ہیں, دین ہی سیڈ دیٹ ویل آئی ڈڈ ناٹ لسن ٹو دیم بیکاز آئی واز اسکیئرڈ دیٹ دے ول ایڈ دیئر اون ایکسپلینیشن ٹو دا ورڈز آف اور بیلوڈ نبی صلی اللہ تعالیٰ علیہ وسلم اینڈ ٹو دا قرآنک آیات ایز ویل. اف دوز آیات اینڈ ایکسپلینیشنز مینشن بائی دیم ریمین ان مائی ہارٹ, اٹ کڈ ہیو گاٹ می ڈسٹرائڈ. اللہ اکبر. ہو سکتا ہے وہ چیزیں جو وہ کہنے والے تھے میرے ذہن میں, میرے دماغ میں, میرے دل میں بیٹھ جاتی. And I could have been destroyed because of that. Therefore, I have not wished to listen to them. Because the iman and the aqeedah, the belief is corrupt. And they are deviants. Therefore, I did not wish to. Therefore, even it has been mentioned, Sayyidi Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan Rahmatullahi Ta'ala has said that great scholars had this fear and now people actually dare to do this. Allahu Akbar. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. إياكم وإياهم لا يضلونكم ولا يفتنونكم. Stay away from these deviants and keep them away from you, lest they should misguide you. So we should not be in the company of such people, as it is the order and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. فَلَا تَقْعُدْ بَعْدَ الذِّكْرَى مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then do not sit with the unjust after remembering. If you have ever set in the company of somebody who's wrong, and then you realize ki I am in the wrong company. Stand and move on. There's nothing wrong in doing so. In this way, inshallah, azza wa jal, you will save yourself from the bad company of people. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers under the Madinah channel, the blessings and the rahmat of good company is so much so ki agar, even if a dog, if a kutta has to be in the company of pious and good, the effect of that goodness will reach that kutta as well. Allahu Akbar. And this is also not any other ordinary story, but it is, as you all know, it is the story of the Holy Quran Pak, subhanallah. Who does not know Suratul Kahf? And this dog was an ordinary dog. Yes, an ordinary dog that was behind these people of Ashabi Kahf. Allahu Akbar. And these people did not want to take this dog with them. And they were chasing the dog away. According to some tafasir, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala was saying that this dog then lifted his hands in the air and said that, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, grant me the zaban and the tongue to speak. Therefore Allah Azza wa Jal gave that dog the zaban and the tongue to speak. It spoke in a language to those people and said, Oath by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do not join your company except for this, that I love the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Itna kehna tha ki bas, those people allowed the dog to come. And then Allah Azza wa Jal spoke about this dog in the Holy Quran simply because it joined the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who does not know this verse in the Holy Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jal says, وَكَلْبٌ بَاسِطٌ ذِرَاعَيْهِ بِالْوَصِيدِ, and their dog is on the threshold of the cave with its paws outstretched. The description of this dog is given, whereas how is this dog sitting, subhanallah. In fact, Sayyiduna Imam Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ahmad Qurtubi rahmatullahi ta'ala had said that by the virtue and blessings of good company, of pious people and pious saints, a dog has attained such a high and elevated rank that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned this dog in the Holy Quran, and from that time till the day of judgment, people will remember this kutta and this dog, subhanallah, simply because of attaining good company. So if a dog, if a kutta can become good simply by joining the company of the pious people, a dog can become better and a dog can become famous because of pious people. Agar hum insaan ho karke hum achho ke saath ho jaye, hum achho ke sohbat mein baithe, hum achhe logon ke saath uthna baithna shuru kar de, then why won't our life become better? If a dog can change, why can't a human change? In other words, simple as this, subhanallah. Yes, dear viewers on the Subhadini channel, we should understand this from various stories and narrations. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the suhbah of the pious people, the suhbat and the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah Azza wa Jal has kept cure in this. There are blessings and cures in the company of the pious predecessors. In fact, in Dawat Islami, go onto our website called www.dawatislami.net and you would find, inshallah, Zawajal, many, many booklets and books, inshallah. Download this book called Cures for Bad Company, meaning those who have already become bad. Jo log buri sohbat pa chuke hain, wo uska ilaj dhoon rahe hain ki what ilaj and what can I do to get rid of the bad company. Then don't feel shy, inshallah. Get your hands on this beautiful book called Cures for Bad Company, and there are such beautiful motivational ahadith and solutions to get rid of the bad companies and to join those who are pious, inshallah. Zawajal. May Almighty Allah accept all our lawful du'as and wishes that we have. And we have come to the end of this program. We shall be back with the same program called The Early Echo. Till then, stay good, be good, do good, and remember, wherever you are, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Insha'Allah Azza wa Jal, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, start your day with remembrance of Allah. Start your day with remembrance of